You know, everybody wants to get anointed, but we don't always stop and consider the process and the cost of anointing. So if you look at how olive oil is made, it tells you the process that God puts us through as ministers and Christians in order to get anointed. The first thing that happens is the olive is actually plucked from the tree. That means that sometimes God removes you from things that you've clung to, things that you've held on to, and God separates you. That's what we call sanctification. Well, after you remove the olive from the tree and separate it from that tree, the next thing you do is you have to pierce the olive. See, an olive has thin skin, and that's one thing you can't do in the ministry is have thin skin. Underneath that thin layer of skin is acid, so you pierce the olive and it allows the acid to come out and make the olive sweet. Now, after you pierce the olive, you have to soak the olive. So what does that look like in the person's life? Well, you've been separated, and then now you are pierced, which means that you have to get your feelings hurt. If you get your feelings hurt and you can't handle that, you can't handle ministry, because ministry is going to be filled with rejection, and ministry is going to be helping a lot of hurting people who are not always reasonable or easy to reason with. And sometimes in their pain, they lash out on you. So you can't allow that to happen. So the Lord is going to allow you to get your feelings hurt to see how strong you are. That's the piercing. Well, then you soak that olive in water. And that is the Holy Spirit coming into us and pushing the junk out. Now, the purpose of soaking the olive in water is because the water is going to push that acid out of the olive so that you can get to the sweet flesh of the olive and not have that acid under the skin. But when the Holy Spirit comes into us, He pushes out the acid in our tongue. He pushes out the acid in our eyes, the way we see things, the way we say things. He pushes out the acid in our heart, those bad emotions that can cause us to react the wrong way. So after that olive is soaked in water, the next thing you have to do is separate the flesh of the olive from the seed. So it goes through a crushing process. Now the purpose of this crushing is to separate the olive from the seed so that you can use just the flesh of the olive and not the seed. But here's the problem with that. When it comes to us, that seed is the future of the olive. That seed has the potential of growing another tree. So when God begins to separate us from our dreams, and God begins to separate us from our ambitions, and God begins to separate us from what we thought our future was going to look like, many times we resist that because the Lord has to say to you, I want you in my hands. I know you've got these big dreams and I know you want to do these things. And that doesn't mean you won't get to do them. Now that olive seed is still going to get planted, but at the time of the crushing, it doesn't feel like it. So your potential for your future is still the same, but God wants you to surrender that to Him. So He separates you from the seed because He's separating you from what you consider to be your future. And so that's the next step of creating the olive. Now, the olive oil. Then you collect all of that flesh, that olive flesh, and you put it into, in the old days, they put it into like a burlap sack. And then they would put a press on top of it. Now, the olive press looks different today because it's mechanical, but in the old days, they'd stick rocks on top of rocks on top of rocks and create this weight and push it down. And as you press up on the flesh of the olive, little by little, that oil begins to come out and flow freely as natural olive oil. That's when the oil begins to flow. But the oil doesn't flow until you can handle the pressure. And when you get anointed, so let me show you this in process. When you get anointed, you're going to be separated from things. That's your sanctification. You're going to be hurt by things. That's your piercing. You're going to be soaked by the Holy Spirit. You're going to enjoy that part, I promise you. And then after you get filled up and soaked with the Holy Spirit, you're going to go through a crushing. And you got to get filled with the Spirit before you can handle that crushing, because you're going to think that your future is gone when it really isn't. But you're going to feel that way because you have to fully surrender yourself to the Lord. And then after that, He's going to put pressure on you. It is the pressure that causes the oil to flow. And it's the pressure of life, the pressure of ministry. You see, ministry looks like this. Find a need and fill it. Find a wound and heal it. And if you can't do that, then you know, if you can't do that, then the anointing can't flow through you. So the anointing looks like, I feel this pressure, and it turns into passion and compassion. I feel this pressure, and now I'm urged by the Holy Spirit to go and pray for someone, put oil on their head, anoint them, lay my hands upon them. It gives me this courage and boldness on the inside. So the amazing thing about the anointing is that even though it comes from piercing, crushing, and pressure, it has this incredible effect. Once you get that pure oil, everyone loves olive oil on everything, and everyone loves the anointing when it flows from a pure vessel. So get ready for good days ahead. But if you're in that process right now, don't be discouraged. That's just how, that's the process everybody has to go through in order to walk in the precious and sacred anointing of the Holy Spirit.